You're listening to Leaf Filter Radio, and the guru of gutter protection himself, Chris Counihan, is here to take your most pressing leaf-related questions.
Hey, everybody, Chris here. I understand we have Ron on the line. Ron, where are you calling from?
Uh-oh. Ron, are you calling from a ladder?
Well, I was. I wanted to ask Chris what I need to do to get my gutters ready to have leaf filter installed.
Oh, Ron, you don't have to do anything. A leaf filter trusted pro will come out and clean out your gutters, realign and seal your gutters, and install leaf filter, America's number one gutter protection system.
So I didn't need to get on this ladder?
Ron, leaf filter trusted pros are in your neighborhood and ready to help. Just visit leaffilter.com/day to schedule your free gutter inspection and get up to 30% off.
Thank goodness. What was that site?
That's leaffilter.com/day for your free gutter inspection today. See representative for warranty details. Promotion is 20% off plus a 10% senior or military discount. One discount per household.
Let me emphasize, all that I'm accused of is a few interactions, mostly conversations with consenting.
Oh, that is No, that multiple allegations from different people that you were coercing them into having sexual relationships with you, in which you were demanding to be spanked and to be sexted about being spanked on a very regular basis. And their living conditions depended on that. And they also were your employees because you were getting them to sell your f***ing books, but you were paying them f***ing scraps for that. So much so that they were having trouble eating. This is like, it's f***ed on the highest levels, Caleb. Everyone, we got to talk about the Caleb Maupin story. If you're new to the channel, I have been covering Caleb Maupin for some time. One of the reasons I'm constantly covering Caleb Maupin is not because I thought he had a power or imposing threat or his organization coming after a whole bunch of people on the left, but because he was very funny. He's very unique. There wasn't a lot of people doing what he was doing, which was basically spending so much time working with the anti-Semitic Lyndon LaRouche and the LaRouche Foundation, teaming up with them, moving through to creating your own organization, the Center for Political Innovation, that he ended up doing, that he would use to get people, recruits, if you will, to join and sell his books and barely pay them. Barely pay them a living wage. That's what a whole bunch of them said after the fact. And then it got much worse, though, because he went from being, again, this kind of like silly internet kind of hilarious clown man to being the leader, allegedly, of running a sex cult. Multiple people spoke out about what he's doing, and it's absolutely horrifying. I mean, it went from him being funny to him being an absolute and complete monster. Also, being obsessed with being spanked, which I know then it went back to being funny again, and then it went back to being horrifying again. It's like, oof, the entire story as it went through, because like we were reading this, and I, like, when this broke, I did an emergency stream, because I was like, holy shit, I did not have Caleb Maupin was running a sex cult the whole time on my 2022 bingo card. I did not. That one, like, just, I mean, the writing was on the wall. You should have seen it. We all kind of guessed it was a cult, but just the sex cult aspect of it was the part that I just couldn't really make, because it's just like, yes, but gross and horrifying. And so we're going through this, we're going through all the accusations, and they include, by the way, for a fucking leftist, they include people accusing him of their living situation being dependent on their coerced sexual exploitation by him. And, like, he was demanding fucking so much time of someone to get them to frequently, like, sext him and fulfill his sexting desires. And again, you're hearing all this, and it's horrifying. And then we got to the fucking, the sex texts, and they're like, they're so cringe. They're so unbelievable. Like, it's just so Caleb Maupin, you know? Like, once you start getting through them and you hear this, like, whole fantasy play out with him, that was, like, so weird. But anyways, these ones are the horrifying ones. These are the ones where it's like, you are in a situation where you know your housing and food will be taken care of. You will not be left out to dry as long as you continue to be in a coercive sexual relationship with me. Horrifying stuff. He's, allegedly a monster. An absolute vile monster. And he's so bad that when this came out, he disappeared. And I was like, oh, shit, it's all true. He roasted his socials, his Twitter, just fucking deleted it, fucking started locking down his parts of his YouTube channel. It was just like, wah. I was like, oh, shit, That's wild. Zero statement. The next day, the organization, the CPI, tried doing this whole kind of like, while we are deeply disturbed by the revelation of what Caleb Maupin had done, the idea for this project lives on. And the backlash was so heavy online from people just being like, what? You're going to maintain Caleb Maupin's foundation where the majority of the praxis that you do is selling Caleb Maupin's books? That's like, that's the part I caught on to so easy. It was so easy to see because we saw the John Brown book club. We saw the cringe of people fucking going around and selling Caleb Maupin's books. Like, he would say that these were like socialist fucking stores, and like 70% of the books that were for sale were his own books. And there was like Gaddafi's book and then a handful of other ones that he was just reprinting. You know, he reprinted a whole bunch of, like, you know, some Marxist literature as well. But like the majority of it is Caleb Maupin. It's Jesus was a socialist. Bread tube serves imperialism. Not Satan at the Fountainhead. He did not really have much to do with that super anti-Semitic book that he wrote. Yes, he wrote an incredibly anti-Semitic book. Satan at the Fountainhead, the Israeli lobby and the bankers or something like that. He also gave speeches based on, again, his super anti-Semitic writing, where he would talk about how there is a globalist cabal of satanic bankers. Yes, that is a direct quote from the anti-Semite Caleb Maupin. So that's usually what I used to have on the anti-Semite Caleb Maupin, is that he's a hardcore anti-Semite. Not just because he says Soros, and that's always his defense. He never addresses anything I just previously said in that sentence. He'll always clip me of, in a small fucking little clip when he fucking tries to roast me online and clap back. He'll clip the smallest teeny little thing, and then he'll be like, oh, apparently, if you say Soros, that means that you're an anti-Semite. That's all I have. That's all he has. And it's like, no. And while it is a dog whistle for people to almost exclusively focus a lot on Soros in the way that, like, Jackson Hinkle and Infrared and all of you really seem to, that is, yes, that is a alt-right dog whistle that is used, right? There is also the reality that there is no good billionaires. George Soros is not a good person. That's just the reality of the material world that we live in. To get that rich, you have to exploit thousands of people along the way. That's okay, fine. But it's all the other shit. It's all the other super anti-Semitic stuff that I just mentioned. I've had his fans clap at me on Twitter. Well, back before he was the fucking Spanky Tanky. But I've had his fans clap back at me on Twitter and fully do these, like, long-ass replies with, like, I can't believe you lied and said that he was an anti-Semite when all he's ever criticized is, like, George Soros, blah, blah, blah. And then I'll respond with his clip, like, Caleb Maupin's clip. And then, like, they'll be like, oh, I didn't know about that. I was like, of course you don't. Because he hides this shit. He doesn't acknowledge his fucking Satan at the Fountainhead anti-Semitic book. He doesn't acknowledge the very anti-Semitic aspects of Lyndon LaRouche and that organization. He doesn't acknowledge the speeches he's given where he's used, not dog whistles, fucking dog horns. When he says, if you say this sentence, the globalist cabal of satanic bankers, that you are saying the Jews very loudly. You are, like, that's Nazi language for the Jews. So, yeah, he's not a good person. He's a horrifying person and a monster. And I thought that was it. I was like, well, Caleb Maupin's just gone. You know, he got caught. He got fucking broadcast. All his weird ass shit is, like, all over the internet forever now. Like, fucking think you're going to hold me accountable for my feelings about that book? Absolutely. We'll moderate your detention assignment. You have to write, I must accept my punishment. I need your discipline to grow and be safe 100 times. That is why you're going to say to me when I ask, why are you being punished, Caleb? If you get the answer wrong, then you clearly haven't learned your lesson and you'll be punished even more. Thank you. Can you tell me why the boatmaster needed to spank the last duck every day? Like, this is the part that broke me, because I was doing so good. I was getting through this fucking document and I was treating it with the seriousness that it deserves, because this is no joke. Caleb Maupin was running, allegedly, a sex cult where he allegedly made people's living arrangements dependent on their fucking sexual spanking activity with him, and that's fucked. That's horrifying. He is a monster. And then we got to this text and I was like, God damn it, you broke me. I think I burst out laughing, and then I had to, like, fucking reset, because he's a monster. And so he makes this new documentary. We're going to hear responses from a lot of members of the Caleb Maupin circle. Oh, maybe I don't have it. Let's get to the new edited one. Don't worry, I have the clips that he cut out. Because I was watching this, and in the middle of it, it just cut out.
Hey, everybody.
I've seen the first half.
I'm back. So is the Center for Political Innovation. Glad to be here. Now, the reason that we've been silent for so long is because on August 19th, a document was published by some former members of the CPI. Now, this document made some pretty outrageous claims about the nature of our organization. It also exposed some deeply personal information about me. Now, before they published this, the folks who put this document together went around to different media personalities, different associates, and person after person told them not to do it. They told them that this was not necessary, that they shouldn't publish this document. They didn't listen.
Okay. There's a lot of artistic decisions going on here, and we have to, just for good measure, talk about them. The heavy blue, are you trying to go for like an angelic look? Was my first read. I was like, this is really saturated. Like your hair fucking looks blue almost. Like you look, is this like the antithesis to the angry red Caleb of like yonder? Is that what you were trying to, you know? Well, it would be, probably better if I didn't look so red. You know, then people will probably, they'll think of the spanking. So let's go with blue. Again, if he wasn't a horrifying monster, I would be like, this is just darling. This is so darling, Caleb. But no, monster.
They had every opportunity to negotiate some kind of restorative justice, to try and get reforms inside the organization, to negotiate with me somehow. They didn't want to do that. They were.
Thought Slime? Is Thought Slime here? Oh! It's called Color Contrast, dude. It's how you make the red boy pop. Good to see you, Thought Slime. Hey, can everyone go to twitch.tv/ThoughtSlime and go subscribe to Thought Slime? Let's get some slime in your thoughts.
Determined to go public with this document. Why? Clout. They wanted to get more likes, more shares.
That is horrifying. Horrifying. This is one of like the masterclass of victim blaming and going after the fucking victims. And I'm not talking about this individual. I'm talking about the people in that document who were saying that Caleb Maupin made my living conditions dependent on my coerced sexual behavior with him. Right? Then to be like, the people who made it, they were going for the clout. They wanted to get clout. This is all about clout. And that's why they brought it to so many different people. And those people were like, that's a bad idea. You know, they're out there for that sweet, sweet clout. The accusers, Caleb, were anonymous in the document. Or sorry, one of them was.
There's more Facebook views, more attention. And that's why I have waited so long to give an answer to this. I don't want to get into a social media back and forth with them about every detail of what they wrote. I'm going to answer this one.
That person, by the way, that was just on stream, the Yankee Tanky, who's now more famous, I would say, objectively than before. So that would be the closest thing that Caleb would have to a string there. But not because of this document. Like, it was because he was doing debates with other big names like Vosh and stuff like that. That probably made him a more prominent or visible person. It wasn't like he did this in this document. He's not one of the people who accuses Caleb Maupin of coerced sexual behavior. He's one of the people that backs up the stories of the other accusers. He's one of the people who's like, well, I lived at one of his places, blah, blah, blah. Like it was not at all because Caleb Maupin is like that person wanted fame to get famous through trashing Caleb Maupin. Like, the other reason this doesn't hold up is Caleb Maupin is kind of, you have to be both in politics and pretty online to know about. So it's not like, you know, liberals who are watching TV at home on a regular basis are like, whoa, Caleb Maupin was running a sex cult. It would be like, who? Who?
Once and then never speak about this again. Now, often my live streams get very psychological. We talk about trauma and history and abuse and how it affects people. I apologize if you thought I was talking about this in a way that meant it didn't apply to me. It does apply to me. I do, like many of you, have abuse in my personal history, and it has affected me as an adult. I would have preferred to keep this private, but...
So this is now, we've moved to classic Kevin Spacey. This is Kevin Spacey 101. Something happens that you are accused of doing something horrifying, absolutely horrifying, and you immediately deflect with, just so you all know, I'm gay. Or, just so you all know, I was abused. Just so you all know, something horrible happened in my past. So that's what we're going to focus on now.
It is now all over the internet. Now, spanking isn't just my deep, dark personal secret. It's America's deep, dark secret.
If this was a game, if there was like some kind of like, all right, so there's a new internet test. You got to watch Caleb Maupin. And you have to treat this with a lot of sincerity because he's a monster. He's like, bruh, this dude is a bad dude. Okay. This is fucking the fucking tanky corn pop. Okay. Right here. You're looking right at him. Also, this is a great fucking screenshot. No, I'm not making emotes out of this monster again, but then he'll say things like that. He actually said out loud, spanking's not my problem. It's America's problem. That's a quote by Caleb Maupin that now exists in the real world. And like, God damn it. It's and like, if the game was like you have to, again, never break and you can't ever like laugh or anything, he makes it so fucking hard.
19 U.S. states still allow for corporal punishment in public schools.
Again, deflection.
There's not a day that goes by in Alabama or Mississippi or Texas that some school child isn't being struck.
So, by the way, if this is true, which I'm not saying it's not, that's horrifying, Caleb, that you were abused, and I'm sorry to hear that about you. That does not justify coercing people into sexual relationships with you as part of running a sex cult, allegedly. Like, these can be completely separate things. This is not addressing anything that you were accused of.
With a heavy piece of wood by a teacher, someone who's supposed to be their caretaker. Now, studies show that corporal punishment is an ineffective and harmful way of raising a child. Furthermore, the way we practice corporal punishment in Anglo countries has a particularly sexual undertone to it. Pain is inflicted on a specific part of the body. It often includes forced nudity and other humiliations. The United States needs to join with 128 other countries and outlaw the practice of corporal punishment in school.
Parents need to be fucking otherworldly levels of like, what the fuckery? Otherworldly. Like, yeah, I'm gonna turn this whole thing into a fucking PSA against corporal punishment. Me, the dude who was coercing people to do corporal punishment on me.
Be educated about more healthy ways of disciplining their children. We as a society need to get past this harmful practice that has left so many hidden scars and wounds on so many of us. I'm deeply moved by the number of people in my community who reached out to me and said that they have experienced similar things in their life. And I know that I'm not the only person who's been affected this way. So now on to the matter at hand. What did I do wrong? Well, I brought my personal life into a political space, and I shouldn't have done that. And to everyone who was affected by that, I deeply apologize. I've taken time off to get the help I need to make sure I do not make this mistake again. But
what does that mean? Oh my God, he's so blue. He's fucking Willy Wonka levels in the shot. What is going on? The more blue, the less red, the better it'll be.
Let me emphasize, all that I'm accused of is a few interactions, mostly conversations, with consenting.
Oh, that is fucked. I sincerely hope one of those individuals presses charges against him after all this. That's absolutely fucked. No, that multiple allegations from different people that you were coercing them into having sexual relationships with you, in which you were demanding to be spanked and to be sexted about being spanked on a very regular basis. And their living conditions depended on that. And they also were your employees because you were getting them to sell your fucking books, but you were paying them fucking scraps for that. So much so that they were having trouble eating. This is like, it's fucked on the highest levels, Caleb. It's not, it was just some embarrassing information that you now know some of my proclivities. That's all there was to it.
Adults. And that's all I'm accused of doing. However, immediately after this document was published, news articles showed up accusing me of sexual assault. This document does not accuse me of sexual assault. All over Twitter, I've been called a groomer, a pedophile, and all kinds of things. I've even been called a rapist. None of those things are in this document that was published. It's pretty clear this whole situation is being manipulated by outside...
Not Slyker, Slick something. The person who was accused of groping an unconscious Twitch streamer. That's the same technique that he's doing here. When you respond to accusations with even more inflammatory things, like he immediately started tweeting. I forget. I mean, his name's not really that important to remember. But either way, he started retweeting on a regular basis. He tweeted out that like Crazy Slick. Thank you, Crazy Slick. He tweeted out that like he's like, oh, I'm being accused of full on rape, blah, blah, blah. You know, after Johnny Depp, like, just wait until they come for you. And I was like, that's no, the accuser in question was very specific about what you had done. And the terminology that everyone has been using in this has also been varied. But yes, you committed sexual assault.
Forces, but we'll get to that later. Now, one of the most common claims that's been floating around is the allegation that somehow CPI was a, quote, sex cult. Well, the accusers themselves, the people who put this document together, were the first to speak up and say that that's not the case. Well, I appreciate that from them, but they know how the internet works. As soon as this was published, immediately...
That's one person, and that's not the accuser who was accusing you directly of being in a, again, coerced relationship where they, you demanded that they spank them and stuff like that.
And their living conditions depended on that. Anti-Russia, bread tube troll, jump.
What the fuck is synthetic left? So synthetic left, what else does he call it? Jabba the Vouch and something else. He calls me Surfing USA or something. He's got the weirdest nicknames. He calls Thought Slime Skippy the Bear. I've never understood that one. I was like, Skippy the Bear? I don't get where you're getting any of this. Maybe I just don't even know what that reference is. Is that like some weird Dutch cartoon? And then he's just like, oh, Thought Slime kind of reminds me of it. I don't know.
...on it and made it into something that it wasn't. And they knew that this would happen, but they didn't care. It was so important to them to inflict emotional pain on me, on my wife, on my parents, and on others in the organization that they really...
Oh, fucking cry me a river. Fuck you. Genuinely, just fuck you. What an asshole. You don't know how hard it was for you to reveal those sexual things about me. Yeah, it's just like, how could you leak those documents? Those documents include messages where people were clearly telling you that they were scared about their living environments, and you're like, don't worry, your food and your housing will be taken care of. And then you were forcing them to sell their books, allegedly. That's still fucked.
We didn't mind that it was going to be picked up and used for other purposes. It was so important to them to hurt me.
So he's got a massive ego POV syndrome thing. Like, it's astonishing for a fucking, again, someone who, if you brought them up, even in a political circle, they might be like, who? But I digress. For the heavily online, that's how he's refocusing everything. It's exactly as everyone thought. Like, doing the entire... bread tube, the synthetic left. He's got this whole conspiracy theory that there's like bread tube assassins who were trying to kill him. And he threw Ben Burgess in that group, and him and Ben have barely ever interacted. Ben responded like very plainly to one tweet he had, and he was like, block, now you're in bread tube, blah, blah, blah. Like, he thinks there's a plot to get at him. And rather than taking any personal responsibility at the same time for, again, you know, allegedly running a sex cult.
That they just had to do this. Now, in addition to the sex drama, the document goes on.
How are you getting bluer? I can see veins. I can make out the veins. Look at this. Fucking hell. What is going on? You clearly had a little bit of time to do this as a production. It's like, it's of higher quality, the lens and the camera, of what you typically use in the past. You're like, your webcam shit. This is a little bit more effort has been put. I can tell. This is really nice and focused. You know, this is like, this is looking good in 1080p right now. But what the fuck? Post-processing, like... In Adobe Premiere, there are templates. You don't even have to know how to do colorization. You can just kind of rotate through templates until it looks normal, human, like flesh-toned. Fucking Willy Wonka.
You imply a number of things that are just not true.
God, we're only 4 minutes into this. God damn it.
Biggest false narratives in the document involves an unnamed person who is referred to as a heroin addict and a sex worker. Now, this document gives the impression that this person never would have been a sex worker, never would have relapsed in their heroin addiction if it wasn't for me. The document basically says that I maniacally conspired to make this person lose their job, to make this person relapse on their heroin addiction, all so I could have them right where I want them. Well, that's bullshit, and people familiar with the situation know that. The truth of the situation is that this person...
Well, do you have any evidence to provide in any way, shape, or form?
...person would never have moved in with the other volunteers if it wasn't for the fact that their partner, also a heroin addict, beat them up so badly they had to go to the hospital. We were trying to protect this person and give them a safe place to stay and get clean.
Oh, my God.
This person
Holy
lied to us and
shit.
Said that they were sober. They were no longer using drugs. And let me add that what happened between me and this...
What a fucking monster. This is like, in terms, because we've seen so many videos and we've seen so many bad takes to fucking people who commit really atrocious acts and especially utilize their fan bases, YouTubers, Twitch streamers, so many people be going after their own fans, fucking musicians, rock stars, you name, like every fucking person with a massive following at some point. I don't know what the fucking horrifying Caleb's Law is, but like, yeah, it does fucking atrocious things, but like, the victim blaming of someone who apparently, yes, if they are or were a heroin addict and were in a bad living situation, depended on you, as in you gave them the opportunity to leave that and be in like a safe house of your own design, you then started forcing them to have a sexual relationship with you, allegedly, according to them, because they did not want to be in a sexual relationship with you and did not like you had a whole thing. You would like coerce people. You would consistently try to implant. What do you think about corporal punishment? What do you think about spanking? What, like, how do you feel about this? What are your thoughts on spanking? To see and get a read from them, and they'd be like, "Oh, I don't know. I guess you shouldn't hit your kids or something." And be like, "Okay, I'm going to ask you again. This time I'm going to ask you a little bit sexual. Do you think it's people have fun if they are in BDSM or things like this, right? To try and slowly edge and coerce them into having this sexual spanking relationship with you."
Person did not take place until long after they had already moved out from the housing.
He's doing the thing he always does, by the way. He's like, he's so bad at this, and it's so frightening that he's doing this for like accusations of sexual assault, which is actually just really confirming this way more in my mind in terms of like this most likely occurred. He's doing that thing where he doesn't address people's actual issues with him. He doesn't even acknowledge them. He's not saying out loud that like, well, the whole me selling the books for these people and where they lived was dependent on whether or not they would be spanking me. But I'm going to do specific other parts. I'm going to be like, see, I addressed it. I debunked the whole thing. Here's just a random tangent that isn't directly related to the accusations against me.
Point, they weren't participating very much in CPI activities. After this person had moved out of the housing with the other volunteers, I continued to buy this person many meals. This person made clear to me that they were desperate and that they were low on money and that they also were interested in pursuing certain activities with me. Now I should.
God fucking hell! Okay, first off, even if this was all there was to it, which is not what the accuser is saying, but even if this was all there was to it, you would be taking advantage of someone. If someone is like, I'm homeless, I'm hungry, and you're like, okay, I'm going to help you, I'm going to give you a home and food. Even if that person wants to have sex with you, even if that was 100% true, it was a consensual person who's like, oh, I also want to have sex with you because I'm attracted to you, you are in a ridiculous position of power there. Like, their housing and their food source is dependent on you. So no, it would not be in any way, shape, or form, even in its best case scenario, for you to start having a sexual relationship with that person. It is incredibly coercive.
Have had the foresight and the self-control not to continue to engage with this person. I made a mistake. I'm from a small town in Ohio. The way sex workers and
what the fuck? What? This is unreal. Like, I'm absolutely, my jaw's on the floor, and I'm fucking 6 minutes into a 26-minute video.
Drug addicts operate is not something I'm deeply.
Yeah, he's doing the. I'm just a simple country boy. Like, he's doing that thing for someone who is like, he coerced me into having a sexual relationship with him, where my food and my fucking room and board were dependent on him. That's what the person is accusing you of.
Familiar with. Somebody got inside my head. I got emotionally wrapped up, and that's a mistake that will not be repeated. Now, if you really want to believe that I'm the.
Who are the fucking holdouts? You are going to be left with just like the biggest weirdo incel crumbs who are just like, oh, he seems to be telling the truth. He's just a simple country boy. Yeah, I mean, who amongst us has not offered a sex worker a place to live and food to eat, and then their dependence on whether or not they have a safe place to live or food to eat will be dependent on how well they spank me? Who amongst us has not done that?
Kind of maniacally evil person who takes innocent, charming young college students and transforms them into heroin-addicted sex workers. I can't stop you from believing that. But
in your best case scenario that you were lining out right now, you just said that you were providing them with housing and sustenance. So you laid that out. So that's the best case scenario. And it's like, oh, I'm just a simple country boy. So in the best case scenario, what you did is you took a college woman college-aged woman who was having trouble, was in an abusive relationship, and was a stated addict. You took that situation, someone who is in one of the most vulnerable possible states that anyone could be, and again, this is what he's just admitting to on camera right now. You then started a sexual relationship with them, where their food and their room and board and their safety were dependent on you. That's what he just is saying out loud. That's fucked. And then he's supposed to be like, well, I can't hold that against you. Again, I'm from a small town in Ohio. Well, we don't deal with many sex workers over there. So the first time I had an opportunity to exploit one and take advantage of them and then put them into a non-consensual sexual relationship with me, I did it.
Who's familiar with this situation knows that's not what happened.
I love you. You're highly entertaining commentator, but this should never occur to you. I would bounce so hard. Oh, I would fucking hope so. I hope in what I've tried to impart to all of you in terms of, you know, my advocacy, if knowing everything you know, should you find out that I did me a Caleb Maupin, that yes, every single person, fucking please, please blow this place
anyone
up.
Anyone who knows me knows that's not Roblox. The person that I am. Now, you'll notice the document never actually directly says this. It just kind of implies it. And it's pretty clear these people had some assistance in putting together this piece in order to frame me in the most negative light, but avoid me suing them for defamation. Now, the second big lie in the document, not directly...
Caleb, if the things that they accused you of in that document are true enough... that you can't sue them for defamation, that there's just absolutely no way because it just won't hold up in court. That's like, this shit is criminal. It's a lot of criminal accusations.
Please stated, but just implied.
This is not just like, oh, just a simple country boy who just picked up a sex worker who was addicted to drugs, and then I gave them a better home, and then they were apparently into me, and then I decided to have sex with them, and it won't happen again, and yeah, everything's fine.
Somehow I was financially benefiting from CPI. Well, that's bullshit. I was constantly running out of money. I was panicking about how to pay for things like trips to Nicaragua, the conference in Austin, the retreat, the conference in Chicago.
Oh, yes. You know, the common problems for people who are struggling to pay bills. It's so hard. I got to balance all these things. You know, I got to go have my kind of red fash conference, and then we got to invite a whole bunch of people. So I'm going to have to pay for all their flights. So let's get over. Well, who do we got here? Peter Coffin, Infrared, Jackson Hinkle, Samir Khan. All right, here you go. Here's some, you know, per diems for your meals and all that kind of stuff. And then we got to do this this whole conference thing where basically I get to be in person for the culty shit, and they all get to see me in the and hugging them, and then he actually, true story, he like would get them to do this like song and cheer before he would enter the room, and that's when all of us were like, this is super cult like oh, and of course the trips to Nicaragua, like, yeah, that's something that everyone has to deal with when they're struggling to make ends meet. Again, we're talking about people who did not have a place to live, and part of this entire deal with them was he would exploit their labor and exploit them sexually, allegedly, if they would sell his books for him as praxis.
We got some big donations, and it helped. But this idea that I was living it up like Hunter Biden, all off of the money people donated or gave.
I said I had seen half of this. I realize now it must have cut out at like 5 minutes. I did not get to that part. I didn't know about the fucking Hunter Biden shit.
Even their dues.
Hunter Biden was having consensual sex with sex workers. He was having consensual sex and threesomes with sex workers, and all of them were consensually doing drugs together. That's very different than you, Caleb. That's super different than you.
That's ridiculous. From the time that CPI began collecting dues to our temporary shutdown in August, we only ever collected about $8,000 in dues money. But if you add up everything that we spent money on, from housing the volunteers, to the conferences, to the retreat in Chicago, it cost way, way more than that. Let me add that there were many months.
So if you are running an organization or a business or whatever it is, and it turns out that there are people who their livelihood, their ability to live, where their housing is, their food, are dependent on the business, company, and yourself, you might want to cut out maybe a trip or two to Nicaragua rather than put those people in a position where you don't have enough money to run the whole show, and that could affect their living environments. And also, don't coerce them into having sexual relationships with you.
that the volunteers were staying in Texas, as I paid for their housing, as I paid for their food, when they really weren't doing anything to build the organization. They were just hanging out in Texas, maybe doing a little volunteer work.
He fucked the victim blaming in this thing. They didn't even bring anything to the table. I was paying them all fucking tons of cash and shit. What did they do? Like, what are they all about? I mean, fuck, you know, they didn't even sell a lot of copies of my book. Do you know how hard it would be to make your living, to make the money that you need to buy things, you know, food, from selling Caleb Maupin's books on the street? Do you think people who walk by are in the mood for some fucking off-brand, weird-ass, you know, pseudo-socialist writing by someone they've never heard of? Jesus was a communist? Like, that's the book cover? Gaddafi's book? Like, you're selling Gaddafi's book? I'm gonna buy your literature now? How much do you think you make? That's why they were saying, like, some days you'd make, like, $5, $10, and then you'd want to garnish that? Well, I have to pay for the Center for Political Innovation. We need another trip to Nicaragua. I need a vacation. Yeah, I'm gonna go there with some very specific people.
With San Angelo Solidarity, with me footing the bill. This idea that I was living in luxury off of $1 bill donations collected while people were distributing buttons in New York City parks.
Random people would totally buy his BreadTube internet drama book? Like, how terminally online do you have to be to even understand that cover? BreadTube serves imperialism. Like, you have to know a lot of things going into that. Then to open it and find all these, in some ways, niche internet personalities, others bigger than others, sure. And I'm not saying that they aren't super famous on the internet, but they're super famous on the internet. And that is one of those things where you would look at the book and you'd be like, okay, so you hate these people? Is this it? Like, They're trying to assassinate you, or there's a council of the bread tube that they all meet, even though it's like, aren't they just a bunch of random internet content creators? And isn't bread tube just a Reddit thread? And like, they laugh at you because you're kind of like a really silly clown. I think that's what's going on here. That's, I mean, all the things that they laugh at you for, it's really your clips. Like, they react and laugh at the things you say. It's not as if they're making up words.
That just doesn't add up. I mean, the facts just aren't there. I was frazzled and worried about money the entire time the volunteers were operating. Now, one of the people in the document who seems to believe that I...
I can't stop stopping this, but, like, are you fucking kidding me? Like, he's spinning this whole thing like you have to feel sorry for me. Oh, I was so broke, blah, blah, blah. I'm just a small, simple country boy who was just suddenly, I had all this, like, you know, women throwing themselves at me. I just had to take advantage of them.
Exploited him would be in prison if it wasn't for me. And we have a screenshot to prove this. This person would have gone back to jail if money that CPI had raised was not used to pay their court fines.
That doesn't justify anything.
The person was basically homeless in Pennsylvania, but we opened our doors to them with the understanding they would help us do political...
See, this is so creepy, because, like, he, again, was taking advantage of people in really fucked up situations. Like, these are people who are homeless, who are abused, who are addicts. It's like, he's such a fucking monster.
Work. Not only has
so much
this
worse,
person been convicted of a firearms-related felony, they've been kicked out of many mutual aid groups and have been caught doing quite a bit of shady things on the internet. You can believe them, though, if you want. No one was...
Shady things on the internet? Did you mean, like, taking people who may be destitute or homeless and then putting them into the Center for Political Innovation housing, and then suddenly they start having sexual relationships with you, doing things that maybe they would not want to do or feel comfortable doing to your body? Would they not be in those situations?
Coerced into doing anything. These people were all adults with free will, and they lived in Texas for months with me footing the bill for their housing and their food. This narrative where I'm an exploitive predator living off them.
As you took sexual fucking gratification from them? Holy fuck, monster.
I'm constantly driving them to work harder in order to enrich myself. It just doesn't add up to facts. It's pure malarkey. Now, don't get me wrong in this.
Did you say it's pure malarkey? God fucking damn.
Next part. These accusers are definitely real people, and their feelings about me certainly represent real grievances that they have. But for this next part, we're going to get into a section
What, the ones where they said that they were coerced into having sexual relationships with you? That they would not be doing, again, things to your body had it not been for you
making their housing and food dependent on you.
Call, isn't it interesting?
Allegedly.
Now you all know who I am. I work for Russian media. I have ties to various revolutionary anti-imperialist governments and movements around the world.
Here we go.
The Ukrainian government's list.
We've now come to the Scott Ritter part of the document. As you can see, Scott Ritter, of course, someone who is platformed regularly by Caleb Maupin, and I'm sure going to be back and forth. They can do a whole little thing where he's like, hey, so how about that, like, deep state kind of trying to, you know, anti-imperialist government's taking us down. It's like, no, Scott Ritter is a convicted pedophile. And for some reason, Jimmy Dore, Max Blumenthal, Gray Zone, Caleb Maupin, Jackson Hinkle, all of them love using him as a voice to further their own goals. It's like, oh, this is a person who was in the high levels of the Bush administration. So he was a general. He's definitely going to be able to reveal hard truths about what happened. There's whistleblowers and people who are anti-imperialist that aren't convicted pedophiles. That don't want to fuck kids that you could put on your show, you know? That, like, it's not, and then that's the thing you get back from people if you point that out. They're like, oh no, he was like, I think it's just because he's like, he's telling the truth and he was catfished, blah, blah, blah. It's like, if a police officer pretends to be a child and in pursuant of the police officer being a child, gets a recording of an individual who is pleasuring themselves to what they think is a kid, and then it turns out that that person was part of a sting operation to get caught, that's not a fucking catfish. Like, what you're saying out loud is that you would be fine with the idea of this individual just going off and doing that, not to a cop. Because if that didn't turn out to be a police officer, what would that have been? This is not the gotcha you think it is.
Information terrorists. Now, isn't it interesting that just hours after this document was published, Daria Dugina, the daughter of Alexander Dugin, was murdered by a car bomb?
Oh, my God.
We all know that one of the main talking points against me by the BreadTube universe is the fact that I met with Alexander Dugin once in 20...
Oh, my God. I have never, I think, met... Like, this is fucking yay levels of POV fucking shit. Are you kidding me? Highly sus. Yeah, definitely really sus what's going on there. Let's figure this one out. And then this hit piece came out that I'm not denying having sexual relationships with the accusers in the hit piece and also making their housing and livelihood dependent on me and the Center for Political Innovation, which I am now going to claim wasn't doing that great money-wise, but at the same time, we got a whole bunch of big donations and I was able to facilitate my vacations on a regular basis thanks to the Center for Political Innovation. Gotcha. Okay.
18. They constantly call me a Duganist. Isn't it interesting that the Communist Party USA, a group that spends all of its time campaigning for Democrats and has been trying to smear me as a neo-Nazi despite years of anti-racist activism, had a resolution condemning me, all prepared to send out the very next day after this document was...
No, that's not weird. That's actually, like, fucking... You can write and release a statement the same day, Caleb, that human beings do. In fact, that's usually what can happen. There are statements that are weighted or statements that take a long time. Still got no idea what the fuck happened to Virgil, Texas. We may never know. But in a lot of times or cases, yes, organizations can and do write and release statements the next day.
Published. This resolution that they published supposedly took months to prepare. They had this resolution finally ready to send out to their membership just after this document was published. Now, isn't it interesting that the party of...
Yuki, oh God. So this was basically, there's like a little bit about like, I'm going to acknowledge the things that I actually did. And now we're going right into fucking unhinged Caleb Maupin territory. We're just like, we're going full tanky now.
Communists. One of the only other leftist groups to stand with Russia during the whole Ukraine crisis just got hit in a similar manner almost immediately after I was
You're not that important. You're just a fucking degenerate. That's it. This is not a conspiracy. Again, that doesn't surprise me. The person who always screams conspiracy, like a fucking, there's a coordinated assault on from BreadTubers trying to come after me. They're in conjunction with the CIA. Have you seen Sean and Sean the Skull Man? Yeah, he's after me too. Vaush is coordinating with CIA. He's actually a CIA plant. Like all this kind of shit. Of course you would go here. Isn't it interesting? Isn't it interesting that, again, the people that you just acknowledged you did have a sexual relationship with and their housing and food did depend on you, that you've said that out loud. So we know at least what he's admitted to. I'm going to probably take the accuser's word on this one over Caleb's.
Object to these smears. You'll notice that the Party of Communists had their website commandeered with a manifesto accusing them of similar things. I think we can all see what's going on here. Now, it's also interesting to note...
Again, you're just a pervert. That's what's going on here.
...that one of the people I exposed in my bread tube book was Dr. Steve Hassan. Steve Hassan used to be associated with something called the Cult Awareness Network, and he's one of the leading cult analysts and experts on cults who appears on CNN. He called for a mass deprogramming of the country after January 6th. I exposed that Dr. Steve Hassan was involved in advising prominent bread tube personalities. Isn't it interesting that much of this document reads like something out of one of his books? All of his key talking points about brainwashing and mind control seem to have been worked into this document. Now, isn't it interesting that in the aftermath of this piece being published, people in CPI that are still sympathetic and working with me have been getting text messages from some of the accusers, offering to help them be deprogrammed. Now, it's also interesting to note that I have received reports that one of the authors of this document has been spotted near Russian Orthodox.
I guess if your audience is basically Russians and like Russian affiliated allies, then yeah, there's probably still going to be that audience that's like, okay, yeah, I'll keep watching Caleb Maupin. He was part of the big conspiracy, and it's all that he's single-handedly one of the reasons they assassinated Dugin.
Churches around the country. He's been walking up to people, telling them all about me and how bad I am. And then from there, telling them that he has ties to European monarchies and that he wants to set up some pro-Russian commune. And he really needs people to sit down with him and talk to him without their cell phones.
Isn't it interesting?
At one of these Russian Orthodox churches where he was camping out and making these claims, the locals seemed to believe he was a cop. Now, some others seem to think he may just be having kind of a psychological meltdown of some kind.
Yeah, this is wild.
But it's well known that this individual is now a traditionalist Catholic and a full-on anti-communist. It's also very important to note that as soon as I heard this document was in the works, I called up the individual in question, the sex worker. I called this person up on the phone and apologized to them. They told me they did not feel victimized by what went on between us, but rather they were upset about an argument that we'd had months later.
Any evidence is just going to be a thing you say out loud right now after they published a document that accuses you directly of coercing them into having a forced sexual relationship with them.
They accepted my apology. Then on the phone, they told me, quote, "I am not comfortable with people using this to get their revenge."
Why does this fucking... This is like sex cult Pinterest. Just look at the framing, look at the font, look at the everything that they're using. You know? This is like, oh. He's trying to look like the white girl's Instagram. It's wild.
Now, I've also gotten reports from people who were initially invited to join the accusations against me that this person seemed very reluctant to be involved. They kept saying things like, why don't we all just go talk to Caleb? So ask yourself, how ethical is it to pressure someone in life circumstances like this to come forward and...
That's so fucked. That's so fucked. Because this person is a person who's accusing him of very serious abuse. That's so fucked up. To be like, I am still pursuing and abusing them. I am still trying to coerce them. I'm still trying to control them.
Draw public attention to themselves when they don't even feel personally victimized. Now, I can't prove that this person was under threat or they were compensated they did. I do know that their name was left out of the document, and I will be protecting their privacy as much as I can. Now, one thing I do know is that this person had legal troubles over the past year. And one thing that we should be aware of is the fact that when people are facing criminal charges, often plea deals involve the person agreeing to cooperate with police investigations
and
police activities. Now, someone who's not a fan of me at all, someone named Bad Empanada, pointed out that to him, it sounded like this entire...
This shit is so serious, and you're still treating it like a fucking internet beef conspiracy. Holy fuck.
The entire document was written by a single person. The whole thing had a similar narrative flow to it. It looks a lot like what happened was that some ex-members of CPI were assembled, and they had very different grievances, very different feelings. Some of them liked Keaton, some of them hated Keaton. They were brought together and interviewed, and then some kind of curator sat down and compiled their personal grievances into one document that had a single narrative flow to it. An atmosphere was created for these people to one-up each other in their stories about my supposed manipulations. Despite all these people having different grievances and different feelings, this document was put together and given a narrative flow so that it served one particular purpose. Now, anyone who's familiar with Dr. Steve Hassan and the Cult Awareness Network should recognize this style of work. This is how they tend to...
It's only halfway done. I got a 1-2-5 them. It's all, like, it's just horrifying conspiratorial gibberish at this point.
It's also worth noting that this is very similar to how the Democratic Party operates against its political rivals. There have been a number of Democratic primary campaigns that have been taken down in a similar manner. They find some sex drama related to the group, and they get into all kinds of complicated details. They publish a piece, very long and complicated, encompassing...
You're not this important. For the love of God, holy fuck. He's not important. There's no conspiracy against you. You're just a fucking horrifying weirdo. That's all. That's all this is. You don't have to add all that other shit.
All kinds of people's negative feelings about some kind of sexual drama, and they publish it online, and people see it. And
oh yeah, he's got the worst main character syndrome I've seen since, like, yay.
Sexual assault is sexual assault, but I'm not accused of anything like that in this document. When it really gets down to it, this document doesn't really accuse me of very much at all. Amid all the innuendo about me being an evil, manipulative cult leader, all that they claim I did was engage in...
No, that's the things that they said. They said that. It's not implications.
In consensual interactions with two consenting adults, most of which were just conversations.
The other adult has said they did not consent to it. That's the fucking problem. The other adult did not consent, according to them. In
all
both cases.
They had maligning my character. That's all they could really accuse me of. Now, they did manage to find the grossest screenshots they could possibly find. And
so those are all real.
And they're counting on people not actually reading.
Oh my God, it's all real. It's all real. Holy shit, you're just confessing. The fucking Iceman is confessing. Look, he looks like Father Christmas right now. What is happening? Jack Frost. Yeah. How did that happen so fast? Oh my God. I promised I wouldn't, but I can't. I'm weak, Chad. I'm sorry. That's unbelievable. I did not edit this. Zero editing to this. This is what he put out there. Oh my God. Why are you so blue? It doesn't make sense. Caleb. Only Caleb would do this and break me, you monster. Oh.
Whew. Entire document. They want people to just be grossed out and disgusted. Now, if CPI were a sex cult...
Okay, sorry. Before that happened, he just said that he just confirmed the texts are all real. In amongst those texts that he has just confirmed are real are statements about people worrying about their housing and their food, okay? That, like, based on just what is now available and confirmed by him, the additional thing being that they were not consensual relationships according to the other parties, that's fucked in and of itself. That is unbelievably fucked that he is admitting to taking advantage of people, like, just fucking in 4K.
They would have a lot more to accuse me of, and a lot more people to come forward with sexual allegations against me. Furthermore, if CPI were a sex cult, the accusers themselves would not be saying otherwise. The idea that I wrote books that are hundreds of pages in length, that I spent thousands of dollars putting on events, that I spent years and years trying to put together an organization, all just as some kind of elaborate scheme to get sexual favors out of people.
No. You were accused of both. No, you don't have to go to conspiracies here in the opposite direction. There's no conspiracy that you've been doing every single thing along the way, all of your literature. No, you were doing both. You can do both things. You can believe that you're a talented activist who's actually trying to change the world and also be taking advantage of people who have mental illness or have drug abuse problems or have no place to live or were physically abused or have addictions. Like, all of that kind of stuff. You can do both of them. It doesn't need to be a fucking conspiracy theory.
Is utterly ridiculous. Now, I know there are some people that are going to have a lot of PTSD and a lot of traumatic experiences in their past, and they are going to be compelled to believe such a thing.
God,
and there's nothing I can do
about
that.
Such a monster.
That. But if you believe that, you're not processing information properly. That's just not the reality of the situation. The people who published this document and made it possible for such claims to be made against me should really be ashamed of themselves. They knew this would happen. They knew
Fuck
this would
you.
Be used against all anti-imperialists, but they just
Fuck
had to
you.
Do this. Their
oh
temper
God.
Tantrum against me, their personal resentment and anger was so important that this had to be all over the internet, and it had to hurt our whole community. Now, some of the claims in the document just don't add up. For example, there's this claim that I separate people from their families. Well, is it true that a number of young adults get stuck living at home, and that that becomes...
I just realized that the fact that he's confirmed those texts, there was so many yikes ones. The ones where he would just be constantly like message. Your mom is like trying to like blah 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 distract you from like your cause, the cause of communism. You have to like blah blah blah. You're spending too much time talking to your parent, blah blah blah. The fact that he's confirmed them all, fuck. He's fucking, the guy is absolutely disgusting.
It's a source of psychological frustration and problems for them. It hurts their self-esteem. Sure, and I do encourage people to get out on their own, have independence from their parents.
Yeah, pages
but
and pages of receipts.
That at our retreat that happened in Kansas, one of our attendees brought his father with him. His dad was there the entire time, participating in group activities, sitting in on the classes, engaging in discussions with people. Another attendee...
What is that proof of? You weren't accused of trying to keep that specific person away from that specific father.
Brought his wife and his two small children with him. They slept in a tent. The idea that I am manipulatively separating people from their families so I can exploit them is just not true. There is not a single person that I've ever separated from their...
Based on the fact that you didn't exploit all of them? That's his evidence there. Hey, I didn't try to, you know, start sexual relationships with every single person who came to CPI. So checkmate, synthetic leftists.
Family or forced to cut off their loved ones. Now, do we practice for our CPI events? Absolutely. Do we chant at our events? Yep.
Fucking
do we
cult.
Sing? Yep. And we're going to keep doing that. If you want CPI events to be boring, you're in the wrong organization.
He's relaunching it. Just going head first. Fuck it all.
I built CPI because I like to have exciting events with emotional speeches and passionate moments where people...
Didn't CPI decide amongst the remaining members to dissolve? Like...
And come together. I want to build a community of solidarity where people who've been left behind by this system can find a place to belong and can feel empowered as we study revolutionary ideology.
Oh, God, he's going to keep doing
now,
it.
If you don't want to participate
he's going
it,
to keep fucking
fine.
Abusing people.
But there's really no
that's
reason
fucked.
To invoke Jim Jones and Waco because you don't approve of a good show.
Oh, my God, you fucking monster.
Now, the people who published this document claimed it wasn't about cancel culture, but that's exactly what it was. This wasn't about justice. This wasn't about trying to get reforms in our organization. This was
it's
about
not cancel culture.
Pain. They wanted to humiliate
disgusting
me.
Human.
They wanted to give a piece of ammunition to those who don't like me that they could use to cyberbully me.
Oh, yeah, you know, he's making it sound infinitely more like a
and
cult right now.
And that is the reality. Imagine having trauma like this in your past. Imagine.
Yeah, I mean, the website is still up, but it was the website itself never went down. Like, it was the Twitter account that basically said that public control to banking. Let's see if the Twitter account has deleted their old tweets. Oh, shit. It's a new one. So he had control of the website, and then he's moved this over here. Okay. Joined August 2022. Interesting. Okay.
Imagine that it's affected you this way as an adult. And now imagine that all
no
kinds
tweets,
of
no replies.
Don't know anything about you except your view of foreign policy or the character.
It has some likes, though. Let's do a little sleuthing. Internet sleuthing, if you will. Hey, heads up. Check the circled bit of the image. Buffers paid social media managers targeted for organizations and corporations. It can be used to post from several dozen accounts using an interface. MAGA communism is definitely being astroturfed. Marxism as a tool and MAGA as a movement are not incompatible. They all have... It sucks because they've all been pulled into this world. Like, the infrared people, the Hinkle people, the Door people, the Caleb Maupin people. Like, there's all these overlaps between all these groups in Gray Zone. And they are all buying into this paranoid POV thing that all of their fucking leaders have. Where they think that they're, like, they're way more famous than they really are. Like, I wish I had the fucking... audacity to claim that I thought there was like CIA coming after me or FBI come because I'm so subversive because I'm the one that's going to take down capitalism single-handedly, baby. Me, the YouTube streamer podcast guy. They know I'm basically like Martin Luther King Jr. Yes, actual person that he compares himself to on a regular basis. And Malcolm X, for that matter. And Thomas Sankara in the one video. It's like all these, you know, incredible, amazing black fucking civil rights fucking individuals, and he compares himself to them, and you're just watching like, why all black guys too, Caleb? Why this is so specific? Something is, you're so weird. Fucking Caleb.
It's been painted of you in RedTube videos having access to it. Every time I open Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube, I am going to see people taking things that happened to me in my childhood and mocking them and distorting them and using them to ridicule me. Regardless of the
already setting himself up here, right? So if you see social media posts about how, my own words may be used against me, all the really, really fucked up things that I did, they're probably part of this deep CIA conjunction, anti-imperialist, anti-Russia, liberal Democrat, just like me, conspiracy.
Mistakes that I made, I did not deserve this. The people who put this document out should be ashamed of themselves. What they did was a very nasty, vindictive thing that did not help anything. And did not really advance
monster.
The struggle for justice.
So I think this is one of the worst of all of them. Because we've seen the YouTube thing where they just get there and they cry for a while and like, oh, dudes, this is so hard. Oh, this is so hard. This is so hard. Oh, man. Yeah. Yeah, I haven't been able to sleep lately. I'm taking like melatonin. You know, that doesn't help. I just wake up more tired. Oh, this is so hard. All right, so I learned, you know, sometimes you gotta shut the fuck up, you know, man? Just you know. Oh, I'm so happy to be back, though. Oh, you can't imagine how long it's been. It's so good to be back. He did that, by the way. I watched the first couple seconds of his fucking live stream he does right after releasing, then deleting that video. And we're going to get to why he deleted it and the extra drama. There's drama within drama. There's like, this is fucking, the tanky world online is exploding. He's gone after Haas. Haas is fucking big mad. And then in the middle of everything is Jason and Ruhi, who's just like, hey, it's me again. Remember me? Throwing himself in there. I'm relevant somehow.
Wow. Welcome back, everybody. It feels so good to be back. I've never been happier to start streaming.
Oh my
God. Wow, everybody. So glad that you're here. What a night. What a couple months it's been.
I'm so proud of that I released that video before I streamed that I had to delete because I accidentally kind of threw Haas under the bus. That video's out. The truth is out. And so I can go right back and facing zero consequences for my actions.
Anyway, now the Center for Political Innovation is back, but some things have changed. We are now incorporated as the CPI Education Project in the state of Oregon. Now, I do not control the bank accounts, and I will not be playing an administrative role in the organization. There will be other people who take on those tasks. I'm written into the bylaws as the ideological leader, but other people will be running the day-to-day activities of the organization. Former CPI members are welcome to rejoin, and new people are welcome as well. Go ahead and click the link down below. You can become a member of the CPI now that we're back in business. Forgiveness is...
Why would anyone want to join that place? Like, are you going to continue to make people who are abused or homeless and starving force them to have a place to live under the conditions that you can have sexual gratification from them?
Offered to those who maybe overreacted or flipped out in response to this whole situation.
He's already fucking recruiting.
We all said some things we wish we could take
back.
He's
not stopping.
This whole situation has been rough for all of us. It's been a tough few months, and I'm glad we're back. The people who signed this document are not welcome back in CPI. The point is not to punish them. I have a feeling a number of them already regret having put this out there. This is about protecting our organization.
God.
The reason they are permanently banned is because their presence puts the entire group in danger. If they are capable of doing this over such petty grievances, imagine what they
voted to dissolve CPI, like everyone in CPI that existed in its old form after this all came out. That they decided to do that. I don't think everyone is rushing to get back into your sex cult. Now, you know, they wronged me, so they're not allowed back in.
Might do to your community, your organization, or your
more
family.
Victims.
I admitted that I needed help in order to get more self-control and make sure I didn't repeat
just,
the mistakes.
Yeah, it just keeps getting worse and
these
worse.
These people also need help. And unless you want your dirty laundry all over the internet, my advice is to steer clear of them. At the very least, they are easily manipulated. Now, I'm a Christian, and I believe in forgiveness. And I've spent a long time trying to process why these people would go out of their way to do something so vengeful and mean-spirited. A couple weeks after this document was published, one of the accusers texted me, "You won." I didn't reply, of course, but I looked at it and I thought, how did I win? How did anyone win here? All that came out of this was that CPI temporarily dissolved. I had to be silent for a couple months. And those who don't support Venezuela, Iran, Russia, or China got a new piece of...
mandatory Vosh inclusion. Also, just so we're being completely clear here, like, what Caleb's saying out loud, that this whole thing is something like, I think they basically regret doing that. I was wrong. Everyone fucked me over, you know? It's so fucked up.
That are anti-imperialist with. Now, it's worth...
This is not a conspiracy. You're not the main character. Holy shit. The fucking... You are, like, maybe the second level NPC that's, like, kind of difficult to find because the corner's kind of glitchy when you try to go under a cave or something. That's you at best. Like, the idea that there is, again, a whole conspiracy surrounding people being coerced into saying all these things about you... You just confirmed the texts were real. It's like, holy shit, my dude. The texts alone are really, really fucking bad. So that in and of itself, like, the evidence is already now 100% real. I'm going to be tweeting that out later.
Noting that the two people that came forward with allegations against me were members of Students and Youth for a New America before the pandemic, when we operated a little bit differently. Back in those days, I would rent a classroom, give a lecture...
A plus B plus C equals D. A does not, is not the same as D.
On communist history, and then afterwards we would all...
Fuck you! Fuck you! Oh.
Go out to the diner. Now, the kind of things you might share with a small group of friends are very different than the kind of things you would share with those that you work with in a full-on professional organization with real funding. Now, one of the people who wrote the document said she couldn't understand why I was always saying not to be anti-American and not to talk about left adventurism or terrorism and criminal activities, but yet I wanted her to go on a trip to Venezuela. Apparently, the idea of visiting a socialist country that's under threat from the United States really scared her. Another one of the people who signed the document couldn't understand why I was angry with him because of the fact that we raised quite a bit of money to send him to Nicaragua.
Oh, that's why.
And he then failed on the trip and left us with the bill. Almost all the people who signed this document are in their late 20s, almost 30, but still living at home. They love being communists on the internet, but being involved in an actual organization and doing actual work where people are relying on you is something that they're just pretty freaked out by. Things like being...
And then the auditor just changes. He's, again, not only a monster, an abuser, all this kind of shit, but in addition to all of this, he is on a regular basis deciding to say that, like, he's, again, this, it's a delusion of grandeur that he's running some kind of effective anti-imperialist organization that's changing the world. It's a fucking book club for him, and also a sex cult for him, allegedly, to take advantage of. Well, they glorify him as the leader. That's, like, the majority of the books that they had to sell to be able to have money were his own.
Part of a community, engaging in international travel.
He's not a communist, he's a monster.
Just make them quite uncomfortable. They'd rather be safe at home with mom and dad. Now, I opened a lot of doors for these people. I got one of them on the Tucker Carlson show. I was always encouraging them to write more and speak more. I wanted
that doesn't
them to
give you the
step
right
up
to abuse
and
them.
Find their own voices. If this was some kind of cult, I would have made it all about me and suppressed them and pushed them down, but I didn't do that. Instead, I opened doors for these people, and they fell on their faces. Now, my frustrations in the revolutionary movement over the years was always feeling that I had been suppressed. I always felt like I was not being given the opportunity to speak and to write and to perform the way that I could. I always felt like there were certain individuals and pushed them forward. They're still angry. They're still frustrated. They're still depressed. They're still hopeless. They're still bitter. And they're still not going anywhere. And this one with this document went away after a couple weeks. They're still living at home.
This is like... amongst the fucking most horrifying victim blaming I've seen, someone who's accused of some very, very
horrendous stuff. They're still full of resentment. They're still lonely. They're still angry. They're still frustrated. They're still depressed. They're still hopeless. They're still bitter. And they're still not going anywhere in this world. The idea that publishing this document and trying to take me down was going to make their lives better was an illusion. They're right back where they started. They've showed the world how willing they are to inflict pain on other people, to embarrass other people. And exposing me, they exposed themselves. The fact that I can look into the camera every day and do my job on international television, despite having my deepest, darkest personal secrets all over the internet, shows that I'm pretty resilient. They didn't take me down with their long, drawn-out internet gossip column. The city-building tendency and the Center for Political Innovation and our constructive, optimistic socialism is still here. We're going to keep marching ahead. Catch you on the next stream.
All right.
Hi, I know you. You are from RT, right?
Yes, I am.
Yeah, I like you.
Thank you. Very good.
Yeah.
Yeah, we should everything good.
Oh, and same to you.
Yeah, you got awesome.
Fucking the ego on this guy. You decided to throw this into your video addressing the fucking sex cult? And put that one in the end. It's really cool. Someone recognizes me, so I'm super famous. Super cool. Caleb and others are obsessed with not offending Haz, even though the guy is embarrassing and a creep. At the same event, he tried to assault a man in the bathroom, and when a woman stepped in to get him to stop, he shoved her. This is the community that Caleb is defending. The footage Caleb Maupin edited out contains a rape allegation against Infrared Haz. Haz raped me when we met up at his hotel room at the CPI conference. Haz has a weird birthmark. Pretty serious accusations. Yeah, it had to do with Marlon Ettinger. So that's the reason, apparently, that Caleb Maupin deleted the first version of his video. So he put that video up, and I was watching it live, and then it just cut. And like, I think I was only like 6 minutes into it. And so I was like, oh, fuck, he already deleted it. He then edited out the Haz part. And then re-uploaded it. So this, I'm going to play in the background, is the live stream of Haz when he finds out about this. So you'll hear him. And Caleb apparently pops into the chat to be like, we're allies, comrade. I'll read out anything I see that Caleb says.
Where did I last leave off? Now, let me be clear about something, okay? Because this is what this stream is actually about. This is what this stream is actually about. So let me be clear about something, okay? I don't think Caleb did this maliciously. I don't think he was like trying to attack me or give... I think he did something very reckless and thoughtless, which is also something I cannot forgive. I don't necessarily care about his intentions. Now, after I texted him that and I told him, listen, you got to delete this shit and take it down. I told him that. So if anyone's confused about why he took it down, I told him, you defamed me. If you keep that up and say that there's allegations against me, that's defamation. I might fucking sue you or something, right? So he took it down. But it was too late. And this is why I'm never going to fucking forgive him. It's too late. Because these scumbag, degenerate, piece of shit demons on Twitter, they're already attaching that to my name. They're already doing it. It's too fucking late. Everyone's talking about it, and it's already a thing, and there's all these clips. So it's done. It's already done, right?
I mean, he's not wrong in that. I would not have known about this accusation had it not been for Caleb Maupin.
Fuck me over. I tried to fucking help this guy. He fucked me over. I will not forgive that. That's a mistake I will never forgive on a personal level. I will never fucking forgive that. Fuck you, dude. You're gonna fucking drag me down with your bullshit? Try to throw some dirt on me that's based in nothing?
Tanky Civil War. It's going down.
Now let's get to this fucking retard, Andrew Saturn. Okay? Because I'm going to see if they got me the... Hey,
I never saw him in the chat, by the way. I never saw that. So if that did happen, he goes through tweets of people.
Tried to make an equivalence between the allegations against him and this one tweet that got no traction, which Fashbusters, the retard leftists, because they don't think, like, leftists are retards. They don't actually look into facts or, like, if someone says that I killed a baby, they're just going to assume it's true because it fits their narrative that Haz is bad and whatever, my politics are bad. Therefore, every smear against my character will be, like, assumed as 100% fact until proven otherwise. But luckily for me, like, this is easily disprovable. Like, first of all, I challenge this person to prove A, that they're a real person. B, that they were even...
I challenge this person to prove that they're a real person. Are you real? Or are you a figment of my imagination?
At the CPI conference. C, that I even so much as went within 2 feet of them. And then you're also going to have to deal with the issue, so it's inconvenient, right? That I didn't stay at a hotel room. That is verifiable based on my streams, which are archived from Twitch on a YouTube, the Infrared Uploads YouTube. I was streaming from the same Airbnb that Jackson was staying at. It was a house. It was not a fucking hotel. It was a house, okay?
Okay, so Caleb Maupin has entered the chat. Caleb Maupin jumps in. This is why I said logistically impossible.
There was nothing about it that resembled a hotel, okay? No one could...
Caleb Maupin, I was simply pointing out that all the anti-imperialists get smeared. That's what I was saying. I wasn't equating it. I'm very sorry. Oh... Bending the knee. The soy is real. He hath wronged. Caleb Maupin is fucking not in the good graces of the rest of the tankies.
take that to be a hotel. It was a fucking home. In a
the chat is, you know, seems relatively sympathetic to Caleb. They're saying apology accepted.
Suburb in Austin, Texas.
Perhaps okay. He's groveled enough. He's soyed out sufficiently.
I was with someone every...
Caleb says, I was not trying to equate our situations at all. I'm sorry. Oh, more apologies. Oh, every so much soy.
In Austin. Every night, I was with someone. Okay. Yeah, I know you said it's logistically impossible, dude. But let me... Okay, Caleb, I'm going to give you a lesson here, okay? Because clearly have not been on the internet long enough.
Caleb says, as soon as you texted me, I deleted the video.
Enough to understand how this works. So, Caleb...
He's had a longer fucking imprint in media than you. Has you're like a year and a half or 2 years old or something like that in your current form, all right? You may have written a couple Substacks. I think you wrote like 2 Substack articles, but come on.
Here's what you're dealing with. So let's just start with Fashbusters, and let's just start with the quote tweets of this very tweet, but we're going to continue on. Holy fuck. Why are they saying holy fuck, Caleb? Because, oh my God, maybe Haas did rape someone. Oh my God. Look at this. So Haas has been accused of rape, threatened plus doxed a minor. I would like to know where is Andrew Saturn a 37-year-old man? Is that a fucking minor? Right? I'd love to know where that one came from. Threatened plus doxed a minor. Where did that one come from? Huh? I wonder if that is that Rosefin, who's a 26-year-old man?
Caleb is a dead channel. He does not have any clout or real influence in the American socialist movement.
Either way, we have all of the evidence to disprove that.
Why is there chat? I'm not putting him on the screen because he's banned. I'm more just trying to see how much infighting happened between him and Caleb. It seems like Caleb is pretty silent, though, after all that. He's just done
any other crimes.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
So, Caleb, I want you to know what you did for me. You made me a criminal. You attached something to my fucking name. Based on what? So we're not done yet, right? There's more.
That's some pretty intense back and forth. Too bad Caleb doesn't get on it. Just going to scroll through the chat, see what else Caleb had to say. He does pop in again and said, in all caps, fake allegations.
Great one, right? Accusation against Haas. His video is backed up now. Red Falcon, the most in between autumn.
Let's see the deleted scene, because it is now sufficiently backed up on the internet. Yeah,
here it is. Interesting that fake rape allegations have been circulating against Haas, accusing him of things that are logistically impossible, allegedly having taken place. Interesting that fake rape allegations have been circulating against Haas.
Caleb's like, I don't want to be the only one. I don't want to be the only tanky who's getting accused of really serious things. So Haas has been accused too. No one really knew about this one until I blew it up. But now, yes, there is a very serious accusation against him. That is true. Carolyn Nixon gave Caleb Maupin $2 on a stream. Reconstructed thread published before Caleb Maupin dropped his comeback video explaining splits in the Center for Political Innovation, Whistleblowers Camp, and how the CPI was dissolved and resurrected. OP missed and skipped. Investigation into the whole Caleb Maupin issue before the comeback later today, so I can say what I learned before the official explanation is done by Maupin. This is my personal conjecture and notes as a CPI member. The whole process of the so-called investigation into the so-called pattern of abuse from Maupin was primarily the work of Nick, Flame of Liberation. He was active in CPI, attending many demonstrations in New York City, and seemed copetistic to Caleb. Sorry, it's for a small personal friend. Can I make this bigger? Nick spent months talking with people in a covert way about possible abuses by Maupin. He formed an alliance with several disaffected members. Nick drafted a letter and has highly edited each aspect to get the testimonies. Friday before the Medium article was published, he blitzed the executive committee members. Ah, so they're saying it was a coup. Caleb has another person. And it was just consensual relationships. And everyone was coerced into hearing things. I see there was a message from Jason. I wanted to hear what Jason had to say. Oh, new logo. Okay. But you're still with the Maoist Rebel News. Okay. Maybe he's making a comeback.
I just wanted to start this video by apologizing for using the microphone like this because my lapel microphone battery died right before I was about to record. So that's why I'm...
That's just such a wild part of the internet, y'all. You know? It's just like the whole tanky ecosystem. It's,
holding this.
filled with a lot of strange
now,
people.
As we can all see, Spanky the Tanky is now back and is willing to restart his cult of personality in the CPI. It's important to note that nothing has changed between when Caleb Maupin left and where he is now. He was still outed as an abuser. And from we saw from his video where he came back, he essentially claimed that everything was a plot against him.
I mean, what's that thing, the picture, the worst person you know is making points?
Already spreading lies about anybody who criticizes Caleb.
I mean, making up things. In this case, it's pretty fucking easy. Caleb Maupin was just pretty much like, CIA, Russia hit piece, you know, the Caleb Maupin special. Here are the officers for Caleb Maupin's revamp Center for Political Innovation, blah, blah, blah. Just the Press TV, bootlicking the theocratic boots. An outpost in pre-realism, stronghold of independent movement. Maupin's latest video shows that he's not gotten any help. No, he absolutely has not. He's fucking doing it more now and tried to improve it all. He's the same psychologically destroyed abuser that he was before. Caleb Maupin already deleted Let's Talk About What Happened video. Dropped a little while ago. Yeah, we got to that one too. This is the archive today of the tweet in case that account gets... taken down.
I'm not a leftist. I don't approve, and I wasn't gonna say this shit until I had to fucking get dragged into it, which I'm extreme. I find it unforgivable what he fucking did in his video, and I'm gonna talk about it, so buckle up because this is gonna be a long video. I'm not a fucking leftist, so it's not enough for me that you have two consenting adults agree to do something. If you're gonna be the face of a socialist movement and you're going to start a socialist organization. No, you can't be a fucking straight man who gets spanked. You can't. You can't. Even, I don't care who consents. I don't care who's a consenting adult. It's disgusting, it's degenerate, it's weird, and it's embarrassing.
Oh, little subby wubby. Little subby wubby's all scared of being dominated. Oh, the poor little subby wubby. And then this is the Flame of Liberation.
Realizing the truth about Caleb Maupin and contributing my statement to the document exposing him for his abuses was not an easy thing to do, and it was not done lightly. I have known Caleb Maupin and worked with him consistently for the past 8 years, since 2014, when he was a very prominent member of the Workers' World Party. I've consistently defended him and promoted him higher than anyone else. He is no better than any of the other comrades. He does not deserve special treatment over the comrades that he has.
This is also fucked. Well, I'd say all in, the fact that Caleb has Caleb has confirmed that all the leaked documents in the accusing document are real. That's really fucked. Because there's a lot of shit in here, not just to like, you know, this is supposed to be me having a consensual relationship with someone, where it's like, clearly things are going on, that are completely inappropriate. You cannot make like people who are abused and homeless dependent on you and then start fucking them. Like, he's admitted to that much. And so that in and of itself is fucked. He should not be allowed to have organizations where he continues to do that. Where he continues to abuse people. That is abusing people. Whether or not they are consenting. And the individuals in question here have stated they did not consent. So that's fucked. Like, it's going to be incredibly irresponsible if this all happens again. If it's like, oh, wow, another CIA plot came out to take me down. This time, more people are claiming that I was sexually abusing them. I got the help I needed, I thought. But now it's still happening. Gross. Oh, I guess, man, fuck Caleb Maupin. He's disgusting. So you've just been listening to an episode of The Surf Times. And if you enjoy it and want to see The Surf Times, you can go to wearesurfs.com or watch the live shows at thesurfs.tv. And also everywhere social media is sold, basically, thesurfs.tv. You'll find us there. Twitter.com/thesurfstv, for example. It would also help us out tremendously if you could leave a good review of this podcast if you enjoyed it, either on, I don't know, iTunes or wherever you're podcasting. Apparently it does help, and yeah, we hope to see you soon.
To our gods, Xander Corvus and Peyton L. Just, we are prepared to conduct many a human sacrifices in your honor. To our monarch, Tom Spiker, we are but your humble yet incompetent jesters, trying in vain to bring some levity into your life. Dear Lord Trevor R., we give you thanks for this meager plot of land for us to toil away our pathetic existence. To our brave knights, Carl Wauer, Tony, DM Rivera, Resident Scarecrow, Sir Nickus, Mayred, Cheryl Alvarez, Ruben Kelly, Brandon, Words Greenwood, Nate, Hagbird Celine, Matthew Scarborough, Stellar Vision, Ariane McCarthy, Daniel Sutton, Coulter Smith, Jenna Tal, Quiet 185, Anna Loves Riley, Omni, Riley and Anna, Poodlehawk, The Tim Caucus, Multimondi, Trevor Janis, Lemmy 101, Anthropofojack, Saren 42, Catherine, Ramon Acosta, Nkosin, Agent NDN, Violent Orchard, Political Puppy, Andreas Chiringuito, Zach Christensen, Todd Buckingham, and Todd Lajeunesse. We salute our mighty heroes off to conquest some bread in some far-off lands.
You're listening to Leaf Filter Radio, and the guru of gutter protection himself, Chris Counihan, is here to take your most pressing leaf-related questions.
Hey, everybody, Chris here. I understand we have Ron on the line. Ron, where are you calling from?
Uh-oh. Ron, are you calling from a ladder?
Well, I was. I wanted to ask Chris what I need to do to get my gutters ready to have Leaf Filter installed.
Oh, Ron, you don't have to do anything. A Leaf Filter trusted pro will come out and clean out your gutters, realign and seal your gutters, and install Leaf Filter, America's number one gutter protection system.
So I didn't need to get on this ladder?
Ron, Leaf Filter trusted pros are in your neighborhood and ready to help. Just visit leaffilter.com/day to schedule your free gutter inspection and get up to 30% off.
Thank goodness. What was that site?
That's leaffilter.com/day for your free gutter inspection today. See representative for warranty details. Promotion is 20% off plus a 10% senior or military discount. One discount per household.